Okay, good morning, everybody. We're going to make a slight deviation from our normal plan for our 10 Halachos in 10 Minutes series. And instead of continuing with Halachos Pesach for today, we'll talk about a topic that a lot of people have been asking about. And the topic is Hilchos Tefillah, what a person needs to know when they're davening b'yichidus, not with a minyan, something which is unfortunately very relevant in a lot of the communities around the Tri-State area and beyond, where shuls are currently closed and minyanim are not in session. We'll maybe go a little bit longer than the 10 minutes that we usually devote to this, but there's a lot of pertinent halachos that people want to know right now, so we're going to try to focus on those that are most relevant, and halacha l'maisa omen al perek. So let's start with Simen Tzadi. In Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, Simen Yotes, Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Gemara and Brachos, that a person should always have a makom kavua, and try not to change that makom kavua unless there's some necessity to do so. And in the context of Shulchan Aruch, Mechaber writes that it's not enough to have a specific Beis HaKnesses, a shul that you always daven in, but moreover, in the shul that you daven, you should have a makom kavua, a specific place where you daven in that shul, which should always be the place where you find yourself. Mishnah Berurah comments over there that the same is true. Gam kishem espal beviso yikpa makom shaliv al baluhu b'nei abayis. There's a toelus to having a makom kavua even within your home, because if you don't, it's likely that if you end up davening different places, you may find yourself in a place where other members of the household who are not davening at the time will be distracting for your tefillah, and therefore it's very important to have one specific place. Also quotes from the Magen Avraham. This is true at home. It's also true wherever you happen to daven in a shul. Toch aber amos choshev makom echad. The Eshel Tzamtzim. When we talk about a makom kavua, it doesn't have to be precisely the down to the inch, but anywhere within the dalat amos of the area that one chooses is considered still his makom kavua. It's impossible to be absolutely precise, and that's very important in a shul setting when a guest, someone who's not aware that it's your makom kavua, happens to sit in your seat. You can sit next to them, and there's really no problem. It's still considered makom kavua, 100%. The Mishnah Berurah earlier, Sif Katan and Tes, comments that the source that the Gemara provides for us as far as how we know a person should have a makom kavua is from Avram Avinu. The pasuk says, "Vayashkem Avram baboker el makom asher omad sham es pnei Hashem." The day before, Avram had davened on behalf of the people of Sodom, and the next day, Avram as well davened in the same place. That's what we have in the Gemara, and Mishnah Berurah quotes it over here as well. And just to expand a little bit, when we talk about makom kavua, the Maamar Mordechai comments that for a normal person, when the Mishnah Berurah says that you should have a makom kavua to daven at home, that's more relevant now when it might be a couple weeks, hopefully not, but there'll be an extended period of time in which a person will be davening at their house. Nevertheless, even if that's not the case, we don't have an emergency situation like we have right now, even if a person is only very occasionally, very infrequently davening at home, they should still have a makom kavua where they do daven in that context. Derech Agav, the poskim bring down, it's in Piskei Tshuva, Yerodeh, Simen Shin Tzad Gimel, Sif Katan Zayin, because of that halacha that we learned from the Magen Avraham, that B'toch Dalat Amos is still considered a person's makom kavua. If a person is an aval, Chas V'Shalom, they lose a relative and they have to change their seat during Avelos, the change must be outside of the four Amos in which a person normally davens, so that it will count as a Shino Makom. Okay, moving along to the halachas of the tefillah itself. Simen Nun Tes in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, when we get to the Birchos Kriyat Shema, so there's the Kedusha of Yotzer, where we say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And the Machaber says, first initially bringing the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah and other Rishonim, that even a Yachid can say it. Normally we don't say Kedusha. Kedusha is one of the Dvarim Shep Kedusha that require 10 people. But the Kedusha in Yotzer, a number of Rishonim hold that that's considered a Sipur Dvarim Ba'am. We're describing how the Malachim, Sing Shira Tal Kadosh Baruch, how they say Kadosh, 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 and therefore it is not a problem of reciting Kedusha B'yichidus, which we don't normally do, when one does it inside the context of Birchas Kriyat Shema. However, the Mechaber brings another opinion, the Rambam, and many Rishonim, and the Zohar, which state that it should not be said B'yichidus, it should only be said B'tzibur, V'yish Lachash L'Divrayim L'Zohar Sh'yachar Yomerna B'nigun M'tayim M'kor B'torah. And the Mechaber, in deference to that opinion, states that we should be makbid not to say the Kedusha of Yotzer when we're not Bitzibor. So what does one do instead? One should read the Psukim, Kadosh, 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 and Baruch, Benigun Utaim and Kekor B'Torah, and the same Pashupshata means the nigunim, the trup, the same tune that one would read the psukim from the Torah, in order that it's understood and it's clearly demonstrated that one is not saying it as he or she would answer to Kedusha, but rather saying it as reciting the psukim from Tanakh that that we quote in that context. That is the right way to do it, according to the Mechaber. Derech Agav, Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva, that an interesting chiddush, that when the Mechaber says, B'taimim k'kori b'torah, doesn't literally mean the trup as is printed in the Tanakh. Rather, it means even if a person normally reads Chumash or reads a psukim in Navi with a specific tune, that's their own personal niggun, how they learn, that's sufficient. The ikur is that should not appear as if they're saying it derech tachanunim, derech tefila, derech kedusha, just in a different manner that reflects more learning Torah, in order that it should not be reflecting the recitation of kedusha that one's not supposed to do b'yichidus. That's all in the Mechaber. However, the Ramah continues, kfar poshet aminah kisvar rishona, Yachid Omer Osa. The Ashkenazic minhag, the Ramah records, is that one can indeed say the psukim of Yotzer, the kedusha of Yotzer, as he normally would, b'tzibur, even if he's b'chidus, and it's not required for one to say it with a timing, with an igunim of Kori B'Torah that the Mechaber quote. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Vilna Gaon and the Prima Gadim that the best way to do it is, in fact, to follow the opinion of the Mechaber, despite the minna quoted by the Ramah. So in line with the Ramah, one should not skip it, but one should really read it with the timim that are recorded in the Tanakh. The Pri Chodesh says that this would not apply, the whole concern of the Mechaber wouldn't apply, if one was in shul and just showed up a little bit late, and was a little bit behind, but was still present with the tzibur, that would be enough to constitute to permit him to recite the Kedusha of Yotzer as he normally would, even without the nigunim, according to all opinions. If we fast forward in Shulchan Aruch to Simen Kuf Lamed Beis, we see a discussion that is a reflection of this Simen in Nun Tes, as far as Kedusha de Sidra. Kedusha de Sidra is the Kedusha that's found in Uval Etzion. There the Ramah says that we have a similar minhag in Kedusha de Sidra, when one is reciting Uval Etzion by himself, that he can say the Kedusha even though that Kedusha is like any other Kedusha, and we would imagine it perhaps would have to be said only B'tzibur and not B'chidus. Mishnah Berurah says, despite the fact that the Ramah tells us in both places that one can say it B'chidus, but it's always better to just say B'tzibur when that's a possibility. What's very interesting is that in Simen Kuf Lamed Beis, we don't find that the poskim add, in line with the Vilna Gaon, the Prima Gadim, the Mishnah Berurah over here, that one should try to say it with the time and the nigunim of the psukim, but rather one can say it b'yichidus, just reading the words without that special fashion of reading it as one would read from the Torah. Likewise, another application of this is when one is reciting the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachman b'yichidus. Normally, we only say it in the context of Slichos, or those who say those who daven Nusach Sfard after Shmon Esrei before Tachanun. Normally, Yud Gimel Midos are only said the way we say them in those contexts, B'tzibur. However, if a person wants to say them B'chidus, they should read it as if they are reading from the Torah. One has to make sure to try to read them according to the Pisuk of the Psukim, and therefore stop after Rebeim, and not read the Psukim in the same continuum, in the same structure as we find in the Siddur for Slichos. But it's the same idea. Because it's something that's a Dovah Shabbat only is recited with a minion, if one is saying B'chidus, so the optimal way to say it would in fact be to break it up as one breaks up the psukim and to read it with the trup, or like Ramosha says, with some sort of tam, some sort of nigun that is similar to the way the person normally reads any other part of Torah. One more note, again relevant when a person is in shul, here's Hashem very soon, if he is a little bit behind in Asher Valtzion, and the tzibur gets up to Valtzion and the Kedusha in Valtzion, because there is this preference to say it b'tzibur, one should actually interrupt at whatever point he's in the middle of Ashrei or Valtzion, and answer with the Ata Kadosh Yoshev Tehilas Yisrael that appears in the Kedusha de Sidra, and finish Valtzion with the tzibur, and only afterwards, when he gets a chance, go back to wherever he left off in Ashrei and Valtzion and complete that part of davening before he moves on. Okay, further in Tefillah itself, after the Brachas Kriyat Shema, prior to Kriyat Shema itself, the Rama brings a minhag to recite the words Kel Melech Ne'eman before Shema Yisrael, when one is davening b'yichidus, one is davening by himself. The reason for this is because if you count up the words in Kriyat Shema, you come out with 245. Kel Melech Ne'eman adds three more words for a total of 248. The Ramach Ivarov Keneged, the 248 limbs of a person's body, is found in correspondence with the number of words of Kriyat Shema together with Kel Melech Ne'eman, and therefore it is recited before one actually begins Kriyat Shema. After Shemona Esrei, when it comes to Tachanun, we normally, when we're in Shul, say Tachanun b'nefilas apayim, putting our head down on our arm. The Rama writes in some Kuf Lamed Aleph, Yesh Omrim de'ein nefilas apayim el makom sheyesh aron v'sefer Torah v'socho, avo below ze Omrim tchina below kisei ponim. Rama says that when a person is in Shul, and there's an Aron Kodesh, and there's a Sefer Torah, the Mishabura says it's really based on the Sefer Torah, not so much the Aron Kodesh. If there was a Sefer Torah without an Aron Kodesh, the halacha would be the same. That's when we do Nefilas HaPayim. But when a person by himself, at home, for example, and he has no Sefer Torah in the room, one should say the words of Tachanun, but not cover his face, not perform Nefilas HaPayim, as he would in Shul. If you look in the Mishabura over there, there's details in terms of where exactly in the Shul is still covered under the Aron Kodesh, being present, even if one's not in the room proper, if they're in the chutz of the Beis HaKnesses or in the women's section, and so forth. There are a number of details that are not relevant to our discussion, but unless a person has Sefer Torah in his house, in the room where he's davening, it would seem that one should not perform the Nefilas HaPayim. However, the Mishabur does bring a shaila. What if there's other svarim? What if there's other svarim? So Eli Rab and Der Chaim say that even when there's other svarim, a person should still not do Nefilas HaPayim. That is a shaila in the poskim. And subject to some debate. However, there were many gedolim who would, in fact, do nefilas apayim as long as the svarim were there bikfias. If this is a person's study where they have bookshelves and that's where they keep the svarim, so there would be more reason in the poskim to perform nefilas apayim in that context as well. Mishubur brings in Sivkot Yadalid. If you happen to live in a place where there are minyanim, but you're not attending minyan because you're in quarantine, so if you're davening at the same time as the tzibur, the Rama says, then you can still do Nefilas HaPayim together with them. Try to time it accordingly. But the Mishnah Berurah says that could be. It's only if there's no hefsek of a Devar Matuna, if anything dirty between you and the Shul. You can see that in more detail in Sifkat and Yudalit in Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph. It should be noted that the Minyan Yerushalayim, as Rabbi Chilo Michal Tukachinsky brings in the Sefer Hilchos Eretz Yisrael, that anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, anywhere in Yerushalayim, I'm sorry, is considered Lifnei Hashem. When we look back at the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Yud Alf, the basis for only performing Nefilas HaPayim in front of a Sefer Torah is from the pasuk that appears in Sefer Yoshua, V'yipol al panav Lifnei Aron Hashem. So there's an aspect of being Lifnei Hashem in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is a prerequisite for Nefilas HaPayim. If that's the case, anywhere in Yerushalayim, according to Bechil Michal Tukachinsky, constitutes Lifnei Hashem, as we find in many other areas of halacha, such as Achilas Karbonos, Kachim Kalam, and Maaser Sheni, and therefore that is the basis for the practice in Yerushalayim to perform the Nefilas HaPayim anywhere in the city. Rav Moshe brings that as well in Yerodea Chel Gimel Simon Kuf Chav Tes. And if a person is coming from America to Eretz Yisrael, even if that's not normally his minhag, That is still what he should do. Anyone who comes to Yerushalayim should follow that practice. Shlomo Zalman is of the opinion that even though we talk about Yerushalayim as a whole, this practice should really only apply in the areas immediately adjacent to the Beis HaMikdash and the Kotel, whatever was originally part of Yerushalayim, Ben Achomos, HaMikudashos, but the new city of Yerushalayim, the broader, expansive boundaries of Yerushalayim nowadays, the municipality, would not necessarily be included in this minhag. It would not be part of Lifnei Hashem, and therefore it would not be appropriate for a person to do Nefilas HaPayim there. Nevertheless, it does seem that there are many places in Yerushalayim outside of the walls that do perform Nefilas HaPayim, even when there's no Sefer Torah, based on an expanded understanding of what would be considered Yerushalayim for this reason. Moshe Feinstein writes in Orach Chaim Chelek Hei, Siman Chav, that one can perform Nefilas HaPayim with children for the sake of Chinuch, even if there's no Sefer Torah in the room. In Siman Kuf Aleph, in Hilchos Tefillah, Sif Dalet, Mechaber writes, Yochel Espal B'choloshen Shirtzeh. Person can daven in any language that they would like to daven. It's always better and best to daven Lashon HaKodesh. Person should devote time to try to understand exactly what the words mean, so that he can daven most meaningfully with the Lashon HaKodesh. But if a person is able to daven better and more heartfelt when he's davening in his own language, assuming that he understands the language that he's using, one is allowed to daven in that language as well. However, as we know, a person should still maintain the tefillos kavuos in Lashon HaKodesh. If he's adding on more tefillah, personal bakashas at the end of tefillah, such as an Elokai Netzor, so that he can certainly do in the Lashon that he understands, and the Lashon that he would prefer. The Mechaber does initially bring an opinion that the permission to daven in any language that you want is only b'tzibur, but a yachid can only daven b'lashon HaKodesh. And the reason for that, Chazal tell us that when a person is davening b'tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is listening directly in the tefillos arnes kablos, directly to the Ribbono Shel Olam. However, when a person is davening by himself, he needs the assistance of the Malachi Asharis to transmit his tefillos to Shemayim, and the Malachim do not necessarily understand or give the same attention to tefillos that are not said in Lashon HaKodesh. However, the Mechaber is Messiahim, v'yesh omrim da'af yachid k'sheshol tzachav yachal lishol b'chol lashon sheyirtzeh chutz milashon arami. The Mechaber says that a yachid can daven and ask for whatever he wants, regardless of the Lashon that he uses, doesn't matter what language it is, as long as it is not Lashon Arami, as long as it's not Aramaic. Aramaic, he can only say B'tzibur, because even according to the second opinion, the Malachim, while they may indeed transmit and understand tefillos that are recited in other languages besides Hebrew, when it comes to Arami, that they are not helpful in passing on the tefillos to Shemaim, and therefore, unless one is B'tzibur and has the direct link, closer link, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Tefillah B'Tzibur, one should not daven in Lashon Aramis. One exception that the Shulchan Aruch, that the Mishnah Berurah quotes over here, is when a person is in the room with a chola. Unclear if this is only a chola sheyish bo sakana, although it seems it could be even with a chola sheein bo sakana, and one is davening in front of the chola, a person can daven in any Lashon, even Aramis, and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matzoi sham, the Gemara says in Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to the chola, and therefore the tefillos are niskabel in the same way that they are niskabel in a tzibur. One practical application of this is when a person is davening at home on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says that the person davening by himself should skip the two paragraphs of Yikum Prokan, which are in Aramaic, and therefore should not be said when one is on his own. The Derech Chaim also mentions that one should not say the paragraph that follows, the Mishaberach for the Oskim Mitzarechei Tzibur Be'amuna, because that is something that was specifically instituted for Tefillah B'Tzibur when one is with the Kahal and when he's by himself, so therefore it's not appropriate. There are some poskim who say that a person who's davening by himself on Shabbos can in fact say the first paragraph of Yikum Prokan, B'Yechidus, even though it is B'Lashon Aramis. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that one should not do so. Rav Chaim Kanayesi is brought in the Sefer Ishe Yisrael as passing that when one is B'tzibur, similar to what we saw in the Pre-Chadosh earlier, when one is B'tzibur, even if they fall behind or they're unable to say the Yikum Prokan together with the Tzibur Mamish, then they can still say it even after they say Tefillas Musaf. The Brich Shmei, which we say before Kriyas HaTorah, Chaim Kanievsky paskins over there that as long as they haven't begun the Kriyas HaTorah, even if one missing it with the Tzibur, he can still say it in that context. Rav Shechter was once asked, however, regarding someone who went out to the bathroom right after the Haftorah and came back in and they were already up to Ashrei and therefore missed the Yikum Prokan paragraphs, can that person say Yikum Prokan on his own? And Rav Shechter said that one should not say it because he missed saying it together with the Tzibur. One more note regarding one's own personal Shmona Esrei. When one is B'tzibur, normally at the conclusion of his personal Shmona Esrei, before the Chazaras HaShatz begins, after taking three steps back, a person is not supposed to take the three steps forward immediately, the Mishnah Berurah brings, that the reason for that, in Siman Kuf Chav Gimel, Sifkat and Zayin, is because when a person takes the three steps back, the purpose of that is to demonstrate humbly stepping aside and leaving from the presence of one's master of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if a person took his 3 steps back and jumped back into the position he was before too quickly, it would undermine the purpose of taking the 3 steps back in the first place. Therefore, one is supposed to not do it immediately, certainly not before the amount of time it takes to walk Dalat Amos has elapsed for a number of seconds. However, the Mechaber says really the correct thing to do is not to go back to a person's makom until the Shliach Tzibur gets the Kedusha, or at least until the Shliach Tzibur begins the Chazar Sashatz when he starts reciting the Shemona Esrei out loud. So much so should one be careful not to go forward immediately after completing his 3 steps. The Mishnah Berurah brings in a number of places. One is this location right here, Sifkat and Tes in Siman Kuf Chaf Gimel. He says it again in Hilchas Tachanun, that the Maharil, if he would finish Shemona Esrei, and the Shliach Tzibur was just finishing Chazaras Hashatz at that point as well, and the Tzibur was about to begin Tachanun, the Maharil would not take the 3 steps forward, but rather immediately begin Tachanun together with the Tzibur. There's a separate inyan when it comes to Tachanun, not to interrupt between the conclusion of the Shemona Esrei and Tachanun, but he was careful not to take those 3 steps forward, because that by doing so at that point, it would be in the first place. It is interesting to note that you get the impression it could be the Maharil, who was the Gadol Hador, that Tzibur did not wait for him. He was still davening Shemona Esrei, and the Shatz had continued on to Chazaras Hashatz, and he only finished, on some occasions it seems, with the Chazaras Hashatz. Unclear if that's exactly the case. He may have given them Rishus to do so. But it's also interesting to note that Mishnah Berurah brings in Hilchos Tefillah that if the Rav is davening, and Shemona Esrei is going for a long time, and he doesn't want the Tzibur to wait for him, he's allowed to take 3 steps back in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, pretending that he's finished in order to let the Tzibur go, not wait for him, and then return to his place later and continue Shemona Esrei where he left off. I believe Rav Shechter mentioned that that Rav Gorelick saw the Chafetz Chaim Binoig that way himself when he was davening B'Tzibur. The Ramah continues in Siman Kuf Chav Gimel, V'chein Yachar Mispal, Yamod B'Mokom Shekolu P'siyosav, Kishir Zeh, Kodem Sheyachzor L'Mkomo. The Ramah, a moment ago, had said that when the Shliach Tzibur himself completes the Shemona Esrei, he should pause after taking the 3 steps back, wait the amount of time it takes to walk 4 amos, and then walk forward to begin his tefillah of Chazar Sashatz. And therefore, the Ramah also says that when a person is davening by himself, he should wait a similar amount of time, a number of seconds, before taking the 3 steps forward. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sifkat Nir Aleph there that the Bach and other poskim, the Magen Avraham, for example, disagree with the Ramah. And they say that when a person is davening b'yichidus in his home and takes his 3 steps back, he should wait there after Osa Shalom ben Romov and the Yiratzon, the amount of time he would normally wait approximately for the Shliach Tzibur to begin Chazar Sashat. So if he usually finishes 2 minutes before the Chazar Sashat begins, he should wait 2 minutes or 1 minute, however long it normally is, before taking the 3 steps forward, again, to make it clear that he's not undermining the 3 steps that he took back. However, he does say that Mokom HaTzorech, a person does not have to wait that long, and it would be enough to just wait the few seconds that it would take to walk Dalat Amos before taking his 3 steps forward. But again, ideally, Mishnah Berurah recommends following the poskim or machmir and say that a person should wait the amount of time it would normally take for the Chazar Sashatz. Let's just move on to the halachas of Halo for a moment. Hopefully we'll be back in shul soon, but Rosh Chodesh Nisan is not so far away, so it's important to cover a few things that are relevant to Rosh Chodesh, specifically Halo, in Siman Tav Chav Beis. In Chelek Dalet of Mishnah Berurah, Siv Beis, the Mechaber, talks about recitation of the bracha on the Chatzi Halal that we say on Rosh Chodesh. The Mechaber is of the opinion, following the Rambam, and this is how the Sfarim are knowing, that on Rosh Chodesh, one does not recite the bracha, Asher Kedeshanu B'Mitzvasov V'Tzivanu L'Kro Es HaHalal, when they're reciting Halal. He does bring an opinion that says that there is a bracha on Halal when it is said b'tzibur, not when it's said b'yachid. And finally, the Ramah brings a third opinion that says, Yesh omerin dechse yachid korei omer, immediately before that, it says, V'chon nogim b'medinos elu, that even a yachid is mevarech alav. The Ashkenazic minog is that one makes a bracha even b'yachidus when they're reciting halal on Rosh Chodesh. However, he says, Mekomakom yizorel adam likos b'tzibur k'dei levarech alav im hatzibur. One should be careful whenever possible, when one is not in an emergency virus situation, to be makbid, to daven b'tzibur for halal on Rosh Chodesh, because there is this big suffix and big machlokes as to whether bracha should be made on the halal b'yichidus. So again, the Ramah paskins that for Ashkenazim, one recites a bracha even when he is being mispal b'chidus, when he's saying halal for Rosh Chodesh, but really the best thing to do is to make sure one has a tzibur with him so that he can recite the bracha. Mishabura says in Sivkot and Yudzayin, following off the statement of the Ramah, who says that when a person is davening b'chidus for halal on Rosh Chodesh, or for that matter, it doesn't have to be only Rosh Chodesh, could be any yantif, one should try to get another two people. One person is not enough, but another two people for a total of three to get two people to answer responsively. The Ramah says it's havi ki rabim. It's similar to rabim, and in some dinim, three people constitutes a rishus rabim. And when you have two other people, they can answer responsively to the lines in halal that we say responsively when there's a chazan, when there's a tzibur, a hodu and ono Hashem, where one person recites the line and the other two people can respond. The Shulchan Aruch says that you should do the same thing at the Leil HaSeder. Even if you don't have a minion to recite halal at the end of the Seder, even if you have three people, the best thing is to try to get three people, and the Baal Bais says the Pasuk, and the people sitting around the table repeat after him, just as they would if they were answering to a tzibur in shul for halal. Not only that, but the Pasukim discuss that it may not be necessary to have two other men. It would be sufficient, according to some, if one's wife or children, even if they're ketanim, respond to the ana and the hodu in halal. That still has a maila when one is davening without a tzibur. So if people have siblings at home, father at home, you should definitely try to get together for answering responsibly to halal according to this Ramah. Finally, in terms of the zman of the tefillah, just the Mar Makom, the Gemara in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, we actually discussed this earlier in the year, Rosh Hashanah time, talks about the advantage of davening at the same time that a tzibur is davening, even if a person is at home b'yichidus. And at least to some extent, we've shown him to say that that does count for some aspect of tefillah b'tzibur, even if it doesn't count as the full tefillah b'tzibur that one would do if they weren't in a pikuach nefesh situation. However, the question is, can one be mitzaref to another minyan that's davening? Again, by davening at home at the same time as that tzibur, when that tzibur is not in your community, when it's somewhere else in the world, when it's maybe in the same time zone, but many, many miles away. And that seems to be a subject of debate in the poskim. The Pashup Shah and the Gemara, as the Stipler points out, is in fact that it could be anywhere. As long as you know that there's a tzibur davening at the same time, that is sufficient. Whereas other poskim say that in order to have a tzibur, it has to be a tzibur to a minyan in your community. Therefore, the nafka minyan of the Gemara is if a person in Chas v'Shalom is sick and they're the only person who's home, they should try to daven at the same time as their local shul. But if that is the case, we wouldn't have application to our situation where generally we've seen in communities where the Rabbanim instructed one shul to close down, the instructions were for all shuls to close down. Therefore, it would not be any advantage when you daven according to that opinion. Just to be Messiah, I think it's important to note the Mechaber writes in the halachos of Pesukei Dezimra that ideally the way a person is supposed to recite Pesukei Dezimra is slowly, benachas, with a nigun. It's a song. David HaMelech wrote it as a song, it was meant as a song, and we call it a song. It's Pesukei Dezimra, a song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is what serves as the best preface to our tefillah, to our Shmona Esrei. Even if during the rest of the year, under normal circumstances, when we are davening with a minyan, we're more pressed for time, whether it's going to work, going to school, going to shir, whatever it happens to be, people shorten the amount of time that they devote to tefillah, whether it's right or not. We should take advantage of the fact that we're at home, and whatever we aren't saying, unfortunately, because there's no chazaras hashatz, there's no kriyas haTorah, there's no longer tefillah by virtue of the davening b'chidus, at least that time that we would normally devote to tefillah, we can try to devote to our tefillah b'chidus being more slow and more conscious of the words that we're saying, trying to learn what it is that we're saying. Shachta mentioned this in his message to everybody on TorahWeb.org, to use this extra time to be Maver Sedra, to look at the Pesukim in Chumash and the Parsha more carefully. But at least in the context of the tefillah, a person should use this time, this valuable time that he was anyway spending in shul, to make sure that his tefillah is more kavana, with more kavana and with more focus on what he's saying and understanding what he's saying. And Bezos Hashem will be back in shul, Bitzibur, and fulfilling all the mitzvahs that we're normally fulfilling together as one big congregation. And we should all be zocha to be protected from the virus. And those who unfortunately are sick, Shavu'ah Shleima, b'meheira b'sochar Chol Yisrael.